Chapter 30.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
Obi-Wan wasn't sure what to expect from Master Tyvaka. As a former council member, he commanded respect throughout the temple, even after he had stepped down. Privately, Obi-Wan thought that was one of the more impressive things Master Tyvaka had done, especially considering how controlling Yoda could be at times with council membership. The Wookiee was especially feared as a duelist in the Sal, utilizing a surprisingly delicate interpretation of Jem So. Once, when Obi-Wan was still a Kreshling, Kaibuck Clan had been brought to the Sals to watch a lightsaber exhibition. Obi-Wan never forgot the awe he felt, watching Master Tyvaka demonstrate the forms so smoothly. Even then, Obi-Wan had understood that the Wookiee was a master at his craft. He had been in the beginning waves of rejections from various masters when the news of Tyvaka's injury had reached the temple, so it hadn't been until much later that he realized why Master Kun had been promoted to a council member after that particular mission. All of that did nothing to explain this. This being the fact that early in the morning on one of his free days, but not so early it was dark out, there was a knock at their front door. Obi-Wan only had time to notice the faint feeling of dread happiness seeping over from Master Kun before the door had opened to the sight of a very tall, very familiar Wookiee. Without waiting for an invitation, the Wookiee simply swanned into their living quarters and wrapped Master Kun up in a hug, swinging him to and fro in the air, legs dangling. Across the dining table, sleepily clutching his tea with a desperation better seen in starving men, John squinted at the scene in baffled confusion. Next to him, Mace simply raised an eyebrow at Obi-Wan's look, hand covering his mouth just as large hands tucked themselves under Obi-Wan's arms. Stunned, Obi-Wan could only let Master Tyvaka hug him surprisingly gently, cooing into his hair as he did so. Master Tyvaka settled Obi-Wan back into his chair as if nothing had happened, with a pat to his head, and turned his sights on the opposite side of the table. Sensing danger, John did what he did best and disappeared, tea and all. Obi-Wan bit his lip hard enough to sting as he fought the urge to laugh at the sight of John squeezed into a little ball on top of the cabinets, tea clutched between his hands as he glared down at Master Tyvaka, where he stood with his arms outstretched. There was a moment's pause before Tyvaka turned his attention to Mace and swept him up in a calmer hug that Mace returned with a smile. Next to him, Master Kun sat back in his own chair, eyes faintly crinkling in the way they did when he was smiling, happiness radiating off of him in waves. Obi-Wan looked back at his new Grand Master, giggling at the way John was baring his teeth in a snarl at the Wookiee, which only prompted a wide grin from him. It was much more impressive when Master Tyvaka did so, on account of all the teeth. Grumbling, John turned back to his tea, making no move to rejoin them at the table, and Master Tyvaka turned towards Obi-Wan. He couldn't help the habitual straightening of his spine, the tightening of his shields, and he let a placid smile settle on his face. A soft finger bopped his nose gently, and Obi-Wan blinked, startled. "None of that now, Grand Padawan." Master Tyvaka smiled at him, with much less teeth and warm, gentle eyes. "Let me get to know you at your own pace, little one." Up above them, John giggled. Obi-Wan went to Plo first. Obi-Wan knew that John would not be fond of his plan. They were settled into their new routines with their masters, and it was going surprisingly well, but Obi-Wan still felt like he needed closure. John wouldn't like it, but if he didn't find out until after, then he'd learn to deal with it. "Master Plo," Obi-Wan started hesitantly. They had finished their normal morning sparring routine. Usually, at this point, Obi-Wan would be heading to his morning classes. But this was also one of the few times he was separated from John. There wouldn't be a better opportunity. "Can I make a request?" Master Plo's careful attention settled over his shoulders like a warm, weighted blanket. "Of course, little one. Is everything all right?" Obi-Wan swallowed. he wasn't precisely sure how to broach the topic. Has Master Jin asked about me? The words spilled out of him almost involuntarily, and Obi-Wan would wager that his expression looked as surprised as Master Plo's through his goggles and respirator. In what way? Master Plo asked, slowly and carefully. Obi-Wan could tell that he viewed this conversation as a minefield to pick through. For good reason, probably. Just, he sighed, just any questions about how I'm doing at all? The wavy feeling of Master Plo's hesitation was obvious in the Force. Yes, Obi-Wan's new master replied eventually. He has asked after you a few times. Even though Obi-Wan knew it shouldn't mean anything, the knowledge fanned an ember of lingering warmth in his chest. And how is he doing? Have his missions been as interesting as ours usually were? Obi-Wan hadn't heard any rumors through the temple gossip mill, but that didn't mean much. With most of his friends off-world, his pool of knowledge was limited. If he'd perhaps been purposefully ignoring any mention of his own master, well, his mind healer had encouraged it, if nothing else. Master Plo's brief pause sent a shiver of foreboding down Obi-Wan's spine. Master Jin has not been on a mission out of temple in quite some time. Obi-Wan frowned immediately, an awful suspicion taking root. We hardly had a moment to rest before Tal's death. Master Plo clearly knew what he was getting at and sighed. He placed a warm hand on Obi-Wan's shoulder, touch careful but warm. I won't conceal the truth from you, little one. Master Jin has been suspended from active duty until further notice. His actions during your apprenticeship and the surface report from the mind healers have proven that he requires treatment and healing before he re-enters the field, if he ever does so. The investigation is still ongoing. Obi-Wan's mind went blank with horror. He was coming to realize that not all of Master Jin's actions toward him had been fair, that his conduct was not always befitting of a Jedi Master. But Obi-Wan was perfectly aware that Master Jin had never wanted another Padawan. He hadn't been prepared for a student, and Obi-Wan of all beings was a particularly difficult case. Master Jin had surely done the best he could. And regardless of everything else, Master Jin was an exemplary Jedi. He was famous for finding his way out of difficult situations and resolving supposedly insurmountable tensions. To take him out of the field was unconscionable. I understand why I was removed from his care, Obi-Wan said firmly. He almost believed his words. But there is no reason Master Jin should not be in the field. Master Plo sent him a wave of calm, peace, care. While I, of course, appreciate your perspective, little one, that is not your decision to make, his master said gently. It took everything Obi-Wan had not to flinch at the soft rebuke. Master Plo sighed. I believe we've gotten off track. What was your request? Obi-Wan hesitated. Knowing that Master Jin was grounded in the temple made things easier in one regard, but perhaps more complicated in another. Well, there was nothing for it. I would like to speak with him if he's willing. Shock threaded its way through Master Plo's Force signature before it was swept away in tranquil neutrality. While I can guess the reason for your request, I am not sure that is a good idea, the master said carefully. Obi-Wan straightened. This is what he had prepared for. He had his arguments lined up. I need closure, master, Obi-Wan stated. Everything happened so fast, and I never even had the chance to speak with him following the incident with Master Windu. I have no intention of returning to him as a Padawan, Obi-Wan said quickly. I simply want answers that only he can give me. Perhaps you should discuss the matter with your mind healer first, little one, Master Plo hedged. Well, that wouldn't do. Obi-Wan's mind healer, Healer Fennal, had been significantly opposed when Obi-Wan had mentioned speaking with Master Jin early in their sessions. It had been almost 2 months since then. Though he hadn't brought it up since, Obi-Wan was unfortunately sure that the stubborn healer's opinion wouldn't have changed. She was adamant that Obi-Wan was all too willing to rip open his barely healed wounds, both literally and figuratively. Obi-Wan didn't disagree completely. Going to the mind healers was more helpful than he could have ever thought. Though it was exhausting to confront himself and the past so often, he almost always felt lighter and lighter after a session. It made him wish he'd been allowed to go after Bandimir, Xanatos, and Melodon. Despite all that, Obi-Wan knew this was something he needed to do. And from a certain point of view, Master Fennel hasn't said anything against it for weeks. I need to do this, Master. Master Plo looked displeased but crumpled easily. The benefit of Obi-Wan never asking him for things, most likely. You are not forbidden from seeing him, the Master said reluctantly, but I will be there to supervise. Obi-Wan frowned, but quickly accepted the notion. That was doable. Thank you, Master Plo, Obi-Wan said. He ducked into a short bow. Master Plo pulled him to stand once more. I'm not sure you should be thanking me, the Master said ruefully, but he still sent a wave of fondness down their bond that made Obi-Wan's chest warm. Just one more thing, Obi-Wan said, wincing. Can we keep this from John for now? Master Plo slumped slightly. I suppose it has been several 10 days since I feared for my life, he muttered quietly. Very well, I will see what I can arrange, little one. Yes, well, they could fear for their lives together. End of chapter 30.